Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS on the road with the Broncos tonight. First round of the Doan Classic. We're in Crete as Hastings gets set to take on Benedictine. As we talk with Coach Bill Gabers and Coach 2-0 in the season so far, obviously happy with the start.
Yeah, we're off to a good start. Tuesday night was a really great road win for us. Bellevue was preseason number 19 and has like a run of 11 years of getting in the NAIA National Tournament. So anytime you can go on the road and win a game like that against quality opponent, it's a good start.
Two different styles of games so far. We had a high-scoring affair with Baker and then kind of had to grind them out against Bellevue.
Yeah, you know, our kids did a great job executing a defensive game plan. We tried to take away dribble penetration from Bellevue, and our kids did a nice job of that. We also did a tremendous job. Bellevue was averaging 16 offensive rebounds a game, and we held them to 4. So when you do that, that tells you that your guys are locked in. They're zoomed in on what needed to be done.
Well, the season so far, you're averaging 40 rebounds per game. Your opponent's 30. I knew that was a focus point coming into the season.
Yeah, our players identified that they wanted to be one in the top 3 rebounding teams in the league. And I think they understand that rebounding is a toughness area, an effort area. And so we've got to win that area every time out on the floor. And hopefully we can continue to do that because that'll be a big thing moving forward.
But you led 45-33 against Bellevue at halftime, get out to an 18-point lead, but scored only 24 points in the second half. What happened there offensively?
Well, we had a stretch from about 7.5 minutes to about 1.5 minutes where we did not have good possessions. We probably had 4 or 5 turnovers in that stretch. We had 2 or 3 bad shots that weren't good opportunities for us. So that allowed Bellevue to get back in the ball game. They made some plays. We didn't get opportunities. Fortunately, at the end, we were able to knock down some free throws, take care of the ball, and finish the game.
Brady Lohman scoring 23 points in the ball game. I think he had 20 in the first half. He's off to a good start.
Yeah, Brady's off to a great start. You know, but again, if you watch him practice and prepare, and I'm sure in the summertime when he's back at Norfolk, you can tell that's a kid that's focused on making himself a better player. Also a great teammate. The first night against Baker, he's a returning all-conference, third-team All-American. He takes 8 shots. You couldn't tell it. He wasn't rattled by it. He wasn't selfish. He was just, hey, let's get on to the next game. We won. Let's win the next one. So he's just a quality player on both ends of the floor and a great teammate.
Dylan Flynn had a monster ball game to start off this season and was in double figures again the other night against Bellevue. He's off to a good start.
Oh, Dylan's just a very intelligent player. He finishes around the rim. He can score with his back to the basket. He can step out, put him on the floor. He's done a great job getting the offensive glass as well. The other night, he ended up getting in foul trouble. He fouled out of the ball game. We had a tough dilemma with him, you know, putting back in, not putting back in. We decided to go ahead and put him back in with about 6.5 minutes left. You got a foul, you know, about 2.5 minutes after that. So, but he is off to a great start, and he's going to have a big year for us.
He's still trying to learn the rotation patterns here for this basketball team?
We got down pretty good. The thing is, you know, a 40-minute game is a long game, and foul trouble, just, you know, you got to make adjustments on the fly. That's why we always tell players, you have to be ready. You might have played no minutes, you know, the previous game. Somebody sprains an ankle, somebody gets in foul trouble, you may be called upon. So your practice habits are very, very important in your mindset of, I've got to be ready to play. I may play, I may not, but I've got to be ready if called upon.
Now, for the first time this season, we go on the road for back-to-back games here in the Doan Classic. Your feelings of playing back-to-back here?
I think it's good for us. I think to win anything major, to play for championships, to compete for championships, you have to have adverse circumstances. We're going to go up there, compete at 6 tonight, and then turn around and go back tomorrow morning and compete at 2. So great teams can handle those things. And if you can handle those things, that adversity, it's a sign of maturity and discipline. And teams that have maturity and discipline tend to do pretty well.
Talking about the two teams in this classic.
Benedictine, a big team. You know, we were talking about that. 6'10", 6'8", 6'6", front line. We haven't seen that kind of size, so that'll be a good test for our front line. Their guards are very good penetrators. Very similar to Bellevue, I would say, from the standpoint of, I think, a team that wants to get to the rim. The Fleming kid can shoot it. I'm number 13, the left-handed kid, shot 43% from the arc last year. But in general, I think they'd rather get at the rim.
What about this other team you'll see tomorrow?
AIB from Des Moines. Just watching film on them last night against Peru. Play really, really hard. They really get after it on both ends of the floor. I think we got good matchups, so you know we're trying to stay focused right now on Benedictine. But moving ahead, it's more of a test of wills. You know, when you're going back-to-back, you just got to find a way inside to get it done.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back. We'll get some more from the coach as we continue on the Pepsi pregame show right after this.
the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Bill Gavers. Hastings on the road tonight taking on Benedictine in the first round of the Doan College Classic here in Crete. You mentioned the size. This is going to be a huge team we're going to face here tonight. A good chess force.
Yeah, Messersmith kid, number 40, starts for him, 6'8". He's really long. He's 6'8", but he really looks like to me like he's 7'8", because his arms are so long. So that's a good test. I think our bigs will match up well with him, though. Dylan is just incredibly smart and seems to figure out the other guy and what he does well. Abu's strong and physical inside. So I think that'll be a good matchup. The Wallrap kid scored 24 points, had 14 rebounds in their opener. But Brett Wells and Zach Lena take a lot of pride in being able to shut down the other guy's score. So those two guys, and those guys are just as hard-nosed as you come. Those guys are willing to go out, bang, be physical, and sometimes do what we call the dirty work in order for the team to succeed.
A player from Greece is in there at 6'10", so maybe one of the biggest players that we'll see maybe in the GPAC this year.
Yeah, at 6'10", definitely. You know, he got a little bit of time in the first game, and certainly when you're that big, you can create problems for the other team in terms of getting to the rim and things like that. But that'll be perfect for us because somewhere along we're going to have to play somebody that has a good big man.
How do we counteract that size inside tonight?
You know, we've got to move their big guy defensively. In other words, we've got to set some screens, get some rescreens set, and then get inside. Also, Dylan and Abu both are able to step out, set a screen, shape up, and put it on the floor where that big man has to run away from the rim. What we can't do is just let him sit around the rim, never have to move away from the rim and guard away from the rim.
Got our transition going and turning the tempo in this ball game tonight is the key.
Oh, no question. And we talked to our bigs a lot about make this guy run, make their bigs run. We want to do that. We want to get up the floor and make them run for 40 minutes.
How do you prepare this team to go back-to-back for the first time tonight?
You know, I think that comes in the daily preparation from day one that we always talk about. Our number one goal in our program is to be mentally and physically ready to compete every day, not just game day, but practice day, the first day of practice, the second day of practice. And that sounds simple, but that's really difficult because you've got class, you've got things going on, you get tired, you get grumpy. I mean, everybody goes through it. But when you step on the floor, you've got to have a mindset of competing mentally and physically for the entire time, whether it's a two-hour practice or a 40-minute ball game.
We've got to get set to go because 1 week from now, we're into the conference season, and we open up against one of the better teams in Northwestern. So this is kind of the final tune-up before the conference starts.
Oh, no doubt about it. Conference season starts real early, November 16th. Matter of fact, I was thinking about this the other day. We never started playing games in the 80s till November 20th, games period, and now we're starting our conference season November 16th. So puts a premium on getting better every day. Now it happens to be game today, game tomorrow, and then practice next week. But we're looking forward to those challenges. This team definitely has a purpose, and they have a vision of what they want to accomplish.
Before the conference season starts next Saturday, what areas do we really need to tweak?
You know, we just got to continue to get better at little things. In our offensive game, we got to push the ball. We got to look ahead in transition. If it gets to a half court, we got to be tight with our screening and cutting and moving the ball and moving players. Defensively, we just, number one, we always talk about this with scouting. We have to know our opponent better than the opponent knows themselves. And I think Tuesday night we did that. I think our guys were very cued in on what needed to be done against that particular opponent. Now we'll see if we can back that up today against Benedictine. It's one thing to give a scouting report. Doesn't mean a lot if you don't have it in the players' minds, what needs to be done, and they don't have reps. So that's a great challenge for us, and that's what we're looking moving forward.
You're confident this team can play a run-and-gun type of game with the Northwesterns and a team like that, or a slowdown game where we have to play in the 60s, maybe the 70s?
Yeah, I think you saw that with our first game. You know, it was 89-77. And of course, there was a lot, you know, 70 free throws shot in that game. And then Tuesday night, it was 69-64. So what we've tried to stress is, listen, if we want to be a championship team, which is what our players want, what our coaches want, then we've got to be good on both ends of the floor. We can't just be good defensively but not offensively, and vice versa. We can't be good offensively but not defensively. We have to take pride in executing on both ends of the floor, and so that's the challenge. And again, Tuesday night, we really did do that. Up until about 7.5 minute mark, we had a lull of about 6 minutes offensively, but defensively, we were tight for 40 minutes.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Benedictine tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gabers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next. On Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Got a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Doan College in Crete. It's the Doan Classic here this weekend on 1230 KHIS. Hastings getting set to take on the Ravens out of Benedictine College out of Kansas. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College preseason ranked number 23 in the NAIA College Basketball Division II poll. The Broncos already 2-0 in the season. We're talking about the men's team here tonight. Hastings College sitting at 2-0. They picked up a win over Baker, 89-77. They went on the road on Tuesday night and knocked off the 19th-rated team, Bellevue University, a team that has qualified for the NAIA playoffs for about 11 years in a row now. So a big win for Hastings on the Tuesday night as they beat Bellevue 69-64. A couple of guys getting the job done for Hastings early in the season is Brady Lohman. Lohman is averaging 18.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game so far this season. And then Dylan Flynn, he's averaging 17.5 points per ball game for Hastings College. You'll see the team here tonight in Benedictine out of Kansas that are playing, playing only their second game of the season. They are 0-1 in the year as they lost to Tabor College in their season opener by the score of 87-85. In that ball game, it was Charles Walrap who led the way for Benedictine. He scored 24 points and grabbed 14 rebounds. This can be a tall basketball team, a tall order for Hastings College to handle here tonight. 6'10", 6'7", 6'6", 6'6", and 6'5" in the roster for Benedictine, the Ravens, here tonight. So it's Hastings College and Benedictine men's college basketball. First day of the Doan Classic here tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team also in action this evening. They're back at Lynn Farrell Arena as they're getting set to tip off against Kansas Wesleyan here tonight. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at Doan College in Crete. The Doan Classic here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College Broncos, ranked number 23 in the country, getting set to take on the Ravens out of Benedictine College out of Kansas. Right now, the playing of the National Anthem.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched,
that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHS. This is the second of three games we'll have for you today on KHS. Hastings College and Benedictine. Earlier today, the Nebraska women's basketball team opened up the season with a win this afternoon over UCLA. And coming up immediately following our game tonight, we'll head back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll get the season opener for the Nebraska men's basketball team as they take on Florida Gulf Coast. That game will chip off at 8 o'clock. So as soon as we're done here tonight in Crete, we'll head back to Lincoln for Nebraska and Florida Gulf Coast here on 1230 KHAS. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College, it'll be Akeem Morrison, a 5'11" senior out of Delray Beach, Florida, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Morrison averaging 1.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Jake Hamburger, a 6'2" and senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. Grant Wells, 6'4", is senior out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, 6'2", is senior out of Norfolk, averaging 18.5 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn, a 6'7", is senior out of Lincoln. He is averaging right now 17.5 points and about 7 rebounds per ball game. For Benedictine, they go with Brent Fisher. Fisher is 6 foot junior from Overland Park, Kansas. Fisher hit for 6 points and 3 rebounds in their season opening loss. Jonathan Anaquo will also be in there. He's a 6 foot junior out of Shawnee, Kansas, a transfer from St. James Academy. Anaquo is averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds per game. John Harris Jr., a 6 foot sophomore out of Lincoln High School. Harris is averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Charles Walrap is a 6'6" senior out of Omaha Scott. Walrap was the leading scorer in their season opening loss. Averaged 24 points and grabbed 14 rebounds in that ball game. And then Jalen Messersmith, 6'7", a junior from Blue Springs, Missouri. He scored 15 points and grabbed 7 rebounds in the season opening loss. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College controls the opening tip. The Broncos are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Ravens will be in their red uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. As the Broncos go to work here, they feed it inside to Dylan Flynn. Left side of the lane, spins toward the baseline. He falls down, and the first turnover on Hastings College is picked up by Anaco as they hustle back into the forecourt. And slipping down at the other end of the floor is John Harris Jr. So Harris slips down. Now we get a personal foul call there on Hastings. It'll go on Akeem Morrison. Morrison picks up his first personal foul, first team foul on Hastings College here in the first half of play. Benedictine.
Your state.
Right underneath their own basket. They play it in on the far sideline. It's going to be a wall wrap with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to John Harris Jr. Back out to wall wrap. Lobs it inside. There's a shot. It's no good, but a foul's going to be called. They lob it inside to a Messersmith just to the right of the basket. He could not score, but he was fouled in a play there by Hastings College. You go on Brent Wells. Wells picks up his first personal foul, the second team foul on Hastings. And going to the free throw line will be Jalen Messersmith here for the Ravens of Benedictine. Messersmith hit 5 out of 8 in their season opener. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. As a team, Benedictine hit 67% of their foul shots in that season opening loss. Again, they dropped one to Tabor College last week, 87-85. Next shot by Jalen Messersmith is up there. The shot is up and in. That's a 2-0 ball game. The Ravens of Benedictine has got the lead over Hastings College. Again, the Hastings College women are playing tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena against Kansas Wesleyan. We'll keep you up to date on the progress of that ball game. Here's Hamburger with the ball for Hastings College. Moves it over to Woolman. Now to Morissette. Lobs it inside to Flynn. Flynn backs up. He can't put up a shot. Dribbles once. Throws it back out to Morissette. Now to Woolman. Moves it over to the left side to a Hamburger. Back out to Woolman. Top of the key. Drives it behind the screen. Down in the corner to Morissette. Now to Woolman. Top of the key to Flynn. Back door cut. The Hamburger shot is up and in. Nice pass. Jake Hamburger scores for Hastings. It's a 2-2 ball game. We have played 1 minute here at the Doan College Classic in Crete. With the ball now is a John Harris Jr. for Benedictine. The Ravens working to the left side of the floor. Harris feeds it inside now. That's going to be wall wrap with the ball. He backs up there against Wells. Puts it up there right-handed. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Wells. Outlet pass comes to Woolman. Here come the Broncos running back the other way. Woolman feeds it inside to Flynn with his back to the basket. Flynn double team spins toward the baseline. His little hook shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball called. Jump ball is going to be called here. As well as mixing it up there with a couple of Ravens. The alternating jump goes to Benedictine. So Benedictine will have the ball here. As they come back the other way, we're tied at 2 points apiece. 18 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Doan College will play in the second ball game here today. And then Hastings College will come back and play another game tomorrow afternoon here in the Doan College Classic. Here's a wall wrap with the ball. Wall wrap. Loses control of it, but he picks it back up, flips it into the hands of John Harris. He'll set things up on the right side of the floor. Harris drives inside, stops at the elbow. Harris still on the dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Now back outside the ring. They come around to Anna Quo over here on the left side. Cross-court pass over to Harris. Harris looking for penetration. Now throws up a 15-footer. Good. John Harris Jr. scores there for Benedictine, and it's a 4-2 ball game. The Ravens out on top of Hastings College early in this ball game. Here's Brent Wells with the ball. Comes to Brady Lohman. Lohman comes over here on the wing on the right side to Akeem Morissette. Now to Lohman. His shot from 13 is up there and in. Brady Lohman is off and rolling. He's the leading scorer for Hastings College, averaging 18.5 points per ball game through the first two. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Here's John Harris Jr. matched up with Akeem Morissette for Hastings College. Down in the corner to Anaquo. His shot is up there. It's good. Jonathan Anaquo hitting a three-pointer there for Benedictine. And the Ravens are out on top of the Broncos by a score of 7-4 in this one. Akeem Morissette has got the ball here for Hastings College. Gets it to a Brent Wells. Now to Dylan Flynn. He drives, puts it up there left-handed, and scores off the window. Dylan Flynn scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Broncos are trailing by a score of 7-6. We're 3 minutes into the ball game here at Doan College in Crete. Here's a John Harris Jr. with the ball. He throws it on the right side of the lane. The ball is lost out of bounds. Benedictine said it was tipped. It was not. It's a turnover on the Ravens. That's going to be their first of the ball game. They had 17 last week and they lost to Tabor. 7-6 is the score. Benedictine of Kansas has got the lead over Hastings College here tonight. Akeem Morissette with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Flips it out here to Brady Woolman. Bounce pass comes inside to Flynn. Flynn over to Morissette on the far sideline. Comes back out to Lohman between the rings behind a Flynn screen. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Is shot from 10 feet away. Rattles around and goes down through the hole. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings College has the lead now at 8-7 with 16.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Ravens have the ball back the other way. Here's wall wrap. Who's got it out here? Out of John Harris Jr. as he dribbles against Morissette behind the screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Out of Anaco. Anaco has got it over here. Free throw line extended. Left side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Flips it out to Wallrap. His shot is up and in. A three-pointer. Charlie Wallrap hits a three-pointer. That's their second train of the ball game. And Benedictine now has a 10-8 lead over Hastings College. And his seesaw battle early from Doan College in Crete. Akeem Morissette drives toward the hole. He's going to be hacked in the arm. Akeem Morissette driving for the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Benedictine. That's going to be their first personal foul. That's going to be Akeem Morissette going to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Foul goes on Jalen Messersmith. That's going to be his first. So Akeem Morissette, this is his first free throw of the year through three games. And his shot is up there is good. Morissette hitting a free throw here. And Hastings College now trails by a score of 10-9. Early in this basketball game.
Number 45, Rafael Tsourakis.
Rafael Tsourakis coming into the ball game now for the Ravens. Here's the next free throw up there by Morissette. It's going to be good. Tsourakis into the ball game now for the Ravens. He's a big boy, 6'10", and a junior. He's from Athens, Greece. He's a transfer from North Idaho Community College. So he's a big boy. He'll tower over everybody out there. Here's a Benedictine with the ball. We're tied up at 10 points apiece. Pressure on the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on the Wells of Hastings College. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Wells is going to check out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. Zach Lena is 6'5" junior out of Omaha. Now into the ball game for Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Benedictine will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They throw the ball away. They throw the basketball away trying to inbound the ball. That was Herb Kangruga. Kangruga throwing the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. This could be fun tonight. Here's Morris out with the ball now for Hastings College as he throws it over here to Jake Hamburger, now to Lohman. Ready to Lohman, back out to Jake Hamburger. Comes across the top now to Zach Lena, back to Brady Lohman. Lohman comes over to Flynn. He's open, but he won't take the shot. Comes out to Lohman out here in three-point territory behind a screen from Flynn. Moves it left to right across the top of the key out to Morissette. He throws up a 17-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Offensive forward by the Broncos. He goes back up. The shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Rafael Tisarakis, the big guy in there for Benedictine. And the Ravens come back the other way. Kangura comes into the forecourt now to Tisarakis. Out here in the three-point territory, there's Brett Fisher who's into the ball game now. Moves it down in the corner to Anico as he drives toward the hole. Down in the corner to Kangura. Back outside, there's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Fisher. Ball goes up and hits one of the support arms above the basket. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Get it delivered. Tobin Reinwald into the ball game now for Hastings College. He will play things in. We're tied up at 10 points apiece, 14:30 remaining here in the first half from Doan College in Crete. Here's a Zach Lena with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Morissette, being pressured out there by this man-to-man defense by Benedictine. Here's Zach Lena down on the baseline. Lena dribbles into the lane, flips it off to Tobin Reinwald, who scores in the lane. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Tobin Reinwald, and Hastings College has got the lead. 12-10 is the score. 12-10, Hastings has got the lead. Here's Kangura comes across the top, flips it over there. That's going to be a wall wrap as he dribbles inside the lane. His pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Zach Lena. That's the third turnover on Benedictine in the ball game. Brady Lohman comes back the other way. Lohman picked up by Sean Fleming Jr. Now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Fleming. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Benedictine. Into the ball game now for Hastings College will be Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom into the ball game now. The 5'10" and sophomore out of Minden. He replaces Akeem Morissette. 12-10. Hastings College has got a two-point lead. Here's Carson Bloom. Moves it down in the corner now to a Brady Lohman. Stops and pops from three-point range. A shot from the corner is no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Abu Fall, who just checked in there as well. It'll be Benedictine playing the other way. Early in the ball game, back in Hastings, 14-18 remaining in the first half. Hastings College out on top of Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 14-6. It is 12-10 here. Hastings College has got the lead over Benedictine. Ravens have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Brent Fisher comes out here near the 10-second line to Kangura. Brings it back down to Fisher, down in the corner. Fisher working the left side of the lane. Comes back out now. That's going to be Tisarakis. The big guy dribbles inside the lane. He spins in the paint. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to go here on Hastings College. That's going to go on Abu Fall. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four already on Hastings College. Coming back into the ball game, Jonathan Anico for the Benedictine Ravens. And going out is going to be Brent Fisher. Kangura will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 13:15 remaining. Here in the first half from Doan College in Crete, the Doan Classic here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Benedictine working with the ball, getting loose and driving the ball toward the goal there and scoring easily is going to be Sean Fleming Jr. He gets the first field goal in this ball game. And now we're tied up at 12 points apiece. Neither team has had much of a lead here. In fact, 2 points. Zach Lena comes back the other way and scores underneath the hole for Hastings College, and the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 14-12. Here's Kangura with the ball. He throws it on the far side. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. That's going to be tipped out by Zach Lena. Just got his little pinky on that one. Bill Gavers was signaling the other way. The officials don't agree. Here comes Stephen O'Brien into the ball game now for Benedictine. O'Brien is 6'5" and senior. He's out of Australia. So they got a guy from Australia and a guy from Greece on this team. Herb Kangura scoring there for Benedictine as he drives the ball into the hole. And we're tied up now at 14 points apiece early in the first half. 12 and a half minutes to play. They work it inside to Fall. Abu Fall has the basketball tipped away. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Come out of there where the ball is going to be Fleming. He brings it back the other way, 2-on-2. Down in the corner to Anico. He drives the baseline, puts it up there off of the window and scores. Jonathan Anico scoring there for Benedictine. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And the Ravens go back out on top by a score of 16-14. Hastings College back with the ball now. Here's Carson Bloom. He brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Ravens still in a man-to-man defense. Inside the free throw circle to Woolman to Abu Fall. He backs up there. Abu Fall with 1 foot in the lane, 1 foot out. Can't go up for the shot. Goes out to Zach Lena on the left side. Zach Lena drives into the paint. Stops there. Back out to Abu Fall. His shot is up there and in from 15. Abu Fall, the big guy for Hastings College, scores. Fall is a 6'7" senior as he scores there for Hastings College. And we're tied up now at 16 points apiece. We're in the first half with 11 and a half minutes to play. Fleming goes inside, grabbing the ball. There's a shot by Tisarakis right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Tobin Reinwald the ball, and now a traveling violation. Reinwald, have a non-forced turnover there. He's called for traveling out here in three-point land. A little indecision there for Tobin Reinwald. And Tobin coming back from a knee injury, did not play for Hastings last year. He was injured right before the start of the season, still wearing a brace in that left knee. 16-16 is the score. 11-15 to play here in the first half. Here's a long-range jumper from the top of the key, up and in. Rafael Tisarakis is hitting a three-pointer from the top of the key. That's 19-16 now. Benedictine has got the lead. 11 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a hamburger with the ball. Comes out to Carson Bloom. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Down on the baseline. Little 10-footer is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Benedictine. Anico has got the ball. Left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Jonathan Anico. We'll work it back out here into three-point territory. With the ball over there is going to be Herb Kangura. Kangura trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Flips it back to Tisarakis. Out to Herb Kangura. Now out here in three-point territory. Brings it out near the 10-second line. Uses a screen. Kangura moves it to the left side of the lane. Here's the ball tipped. It's going to be picked up there by O'Brien. Moves it down to the baseline to Tisarakis. Back out here to Anco. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound battled for and is picked up here by Abu Fall. Abu Fall gets it in the hands of Jake Hamburger down the left sideline. With the ball is Carson Bloom. Now on to Jake Hamburger. Here's Tobin Reinwald to Carson Bloom. Over to Hamburger. Fakes. Now dribbles to his left. Fires up a shot and scores it. Jake Hamburger scores for Hastings. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Nothing for net. For Jake Hamburger, 19-18. Hastings College back within 1 point here. Just by the halfway point of this first half from Doan College in Crete tonight. There's Fleming with the ball. Sean Fleming Jr. on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key, picks out his favorite spot and cans it. A three-pointer there by Sean Fleming Jr. So Benedictine is at, four three-pointers already here in this first half of play against Hastings. 22-18, Benedictine has got the lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game with 9.5 minutes to go. Here's Tobin Reinwald moves it down to the baseline to Fall. He drives, shoots, and scores. Abu Fall scoring there for Hastings. He's at 4 points off of the bench. 22-20. Hastings College is down by 2 points early in the ball game. Kangura has got the ball now for Benedictine. Moves it to the top of the key. There's a two-handed pass over to Anico. A diagonal pass down in the corner. Sean is up and in. Sean Fleming Jr. hits another three-pointer for Benedictine. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Ravens are out on top of Hastings by the score of 25-20. Here's a Jake Hamburger with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hamburger goes to Reinwald at the free throw line, loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Benedictine, moving back 2-on-2, and a traveling violation. Falling down to the hardwood there, leading the break. Was Benedictine Sean Fleming Jr. A traveling violation on Fleming. That's going to be turnover number 4 on Benedictine. 4 turnovers on Hastings College. 8 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 25-20. Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame. The Broncos are currently 2-0 in the season after wins over Baker and 19th ranked Bellevue. Meanwhile, Benedictine 0-1. They lost to Tabor College last week. Now Benedictine applying some pressure in backcourt.
Dylan Flynn back into the ball game, grabs the ball. Morissot back in. Grady Lohman back in for the Broncos. Here's Akeem Morissot with the ball on the far sideline. Morissot comes to Dylan Flynn. Now down on the baseline to Brent Wells. Brings it back to Flynn in 3-point territory to Hamburger. Hamburger to Morissot, right side of the lane. Now we got contact made, foul called. Personal foul will go here on Benedictine. We had a ton of free throws in that first ball game with Baker University last week. Had 70-some free throws shot on that one. This is a foul on Benedictine. It's going to go on Stephen O'Brien. That's going to be his first. Here's the inbounds pass to Flynn right in front of the basket. He misses that one. Bill Gavers wanted a foul call there. He didn't get it. Dylan Flynn misses the easy one right in front of the basket. 25-20 is the score. Anico has got the ball. Bounce pass to Harris. Moves it down on the baseline. Working with the ball down there. Spinning is going to be O'Brien. He puts it out for the window and scores. O'Brien scores over Brent Wells of Hastings. And Benedictine has got Hastings in a hole early. 27-20 is the score. The Ravens have the lead. Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger out here in 3-point territory to Wells. Top of the key. Now to Morissot. Another whistle stops play. And our personal foul is going to go here on Benedictine. It's going to go on to Jalen Messersmith. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on Benedictine here in the first half of play. Charlie Wallrap coming back into the ball game now for Benedictine, replacing Messersmith. Non-shooting foul. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Another 2 to the whistle. And a personal foul is going to be called here. Steve O'Brien picks up his second personal foul for Benedictine. Team foul number 5 on the Ravens. Hastings College again will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:54 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 27-20. Akeem Morissot to Dylan Flynn. Flynn, two-handed pass over to the Hamburger. Falls out of bounds. He saves it. He does to Brent Wells, and he's called for a traveling. Traveling violation on Hastings College. So they give it right back to Benedictine. Here come the Ravens now. It's a 27-20 ball game. Hastings College is trailing here in this one. Here's John Harris Jr. bringing the ball back into the offensive zone against Akeem Morissot. Moves the ball down to O'Brien. His reverse layup is going to be up there. No good. And the ball ripped out of there by Brent Wells. Hastings College coming back the other way. Akeem Morissot. Morissot hands it away. Brady Lohman over to Brent Wells. Free throw line extended right side out to Lohman. Spins it off on the left side down to Morissot. Down to the baseline to a Jake Hamburger. Hamburger feeds it inside to Flynn with his back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Another foul call. Traveling violation. Traveling violation call on Dylan Flynn. 6 turnovers on Hastings College so far in the ball game. 27-20 is the score. Hastings College is down by 7 points here early. Again, back in Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women are on top of Kansas Wesleyan. The score is 22-16. They've got 8 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half there. Both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball team still undefeated on this young season. John Harris Jr. with the ball, feeds it inside there. That's going to be Messersmith. He puts up a shot and hits it. No, that's a T. Sirakis. T. Sirakis scoring there. Raphael T. Sirakis, he scores off the window. And Hastings College is down by 9 points. And now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 29, Hastings 20.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Shooting numbers so far in the ballgame. Hastings College hitting 9 out of 15 from the field for about 60%. Benedictine hitting 68% of their shots in the first half so far. 11 out of 16 for the Ravens. It's a 29-20 ballgame. This is the biggest lead of the contest for Benedictine out of Kansas. Hastings College has got the ball. Akeem Morissot comes back into the offensive zone. Morissot moves it over to a Jake Hamburger. Hamburger having problems, feeds it inside down to Dylan Flynn. Stomps and pops from about 10. That shot won't go. Offensive rebound comes down to Wells. Gets it back out to Flynn. Now to Hamburger to Brady Lohman. Near side to Akeem Morissot. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Bounce pass goes over to Brent Wells, brings it back to Morrison. His shot for three is off of the mark, no good. Rebound Wells again. His pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Morrison. Out in the corner to Wells. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Hamburger hops inside, goes to Flynn inside the free throw circle. Back out to Lohman. His off-balance 15-footer is up and in. Brady Lohman scoring there. He's got three field goals and 6 points. Broncos back to within 7, 29-22. There's John Harris Jr. from the elbow. Shot good. Nothing but net for John Harris Jr. That's his second field goal. And the Ravens continue to blister the nets here in the first half. 31-22 is the score. Benedictine has got the lead. Here's a pass by Wells, deflected. Picked up by Lohman, not a Hamburger. To Morrison from the corner. Shot good. Akeem Morrison hitting one from the deep right corner. It's going to be a three-pointer for Akeem Morrison. 31-25. He seems trailing by 6 points here. We're in the first half. John Harris Jr. with the ball. Left-handed dribble picked up by Morrison defensively. As Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Akeem Morrison right in his face. That's going to be John Harris Jr. hitting it inside now to T. Sirakis. T. Sirakis, nice pass inside to Harris, and he lays it in. John Harris Jr. scoring there. That's his third field goal. The assist to Rafael T. Sirakis. 33-25. Hastings down by 8 points here in the ball game. Lohman comes back quickly offensively for the Broncos. To Wells. Out to Lohman. There's Akeem Morrison. His shot for three is up there. No good. The ball tapped and the foul is called. That goes on Wells. That's going to be, number three on Brent Wells. So Wells in foul trouble early here for Hastings College. He's done a good job on the glass so far tonight for Hastings. And Wells just picks up his third personal foul. Here comes a boo fall back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Hastings College Bronco basketball is brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings College trailing in this ball game to Benedictine by the score of 33-25. John Harris Jr. with the ball. Harris gets it out here to Connor Fleming, who's into the ball game, to Anico. Works it inside to Harris, and the shot is up and in. John Harris Jr. sliding to the basket. He scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. And Benedictine has got a 10-point lead over Hastings. It is 35-25 with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half from Doane College in Crete. Zach Lehner with the ball out on top now to Jake Hamburger. Here's Brady Lohman, free throw line extended. To the left side, goes inside to Zach Lehner. The basketball's going to be stripped away. A turnover on Hastings as the ball is picked up here by Walrap. Walrap gets it to John Harris Jr. Hustles into the forecourt, down the near sideline, picked up by Morrison. He drives. Jump pass over to Anico. Back outside, a three-pointer is going to be short by Fisher, and the ball's brought down there by Lohman of Hastings. Now to Morrison down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Broncos trailing by 10, 35-25 with 4 minutes to play here in the first half. There's Brady Lohman with the ball, now to Hamburger. Zach Lehner out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Hamburger. Now inside to Abu Fall. His shot is up there. It's going to be out for the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Connor Fleming. Fleming has got the ball as he hands it away here in backcourt. John Harris Jr., who has hit for 4 field goals and 8 points in the ball game, brings it back into the offensive zone here for the Ravens Benedictine. Picked up by Akeem Morrison. Now we got a timeout called. Benedictine's head coach, Ryan Moody, wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 35, Hastings 25.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Benedictine, 35-25 over Hastings College. And now we got a shot clock problem here as Benedictine's head coach Ryan Moody is stopping play here as they talk things over in the far sideline. Moody wanted the shot clock to be reset now. The official is going to explain a few things here on the near sideline. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the first half. Benedictine has their largest lead of the ball game. It is 35-25 over Hastings College as Moody continues to plead his case over here on the far sideline. Back in Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena, women's college basketball tonight. They've got 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first half. The Hastings College women out on top of Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 29-23. Now the official's going to confer, and I think we're set to go. They're going to put 1 second back on the shot clock. So it'll be 12 seconds on the shot clock. And here comes Benedictine. They'll set things up. Kangura moves the ball down into the baseline left side to Wallrap. Wallrap spinning down there. Wicking throws up a shot of Alina. It's up there and good. All the way jumper. Nice shot there by Charlie Wallrap. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And Benedictine has a 37-25 lead over Hastings College at the 3:05 mark of this first half. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball around his screen from Zach Lena. Moves it to the free throw line. Backdoor cut there to Tobin. His shot's going to be blocked down. It's recovered by Benedictine on the baseline. So a blocked shot as Tobin trying to drive the baseline toward the goal. Got out of there by Herb Kangura as he brings it into the offensive zone now. Picked up there by Jake Hamburger. 2:45 to play here in the first half. Down in the corner, there's a shot taken by Luke Norvell. That's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Brady Woolman. Runs back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Brady Woolman with the ball for Hastings College. Outside now, near the 10-second line to Jake Hamburger. Moves it down to Tobin Reinwald. Now to Lena from 15. That shot is short. And the rebound comes down to Benedictine. That's a Sean Fleming Jr. with the ball, and he'll hold things up. He'll walk it back into the offensive zone. Now with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Hastings College in the man-to-man. Out on him is going to be Brady Woolman. And Benedictine's just going to run some clock here. Dribbling with the ball across the 10-second line is Sean Fleming Jr. in no hurry to set things up. Here's a Wallrap with the ball. Wallrap gets it to the top of the key. The ball's going to be poked away. It's going to be picked up by the Ravens. Down to Kangura. Herb Kangura around the screen. Drives it to the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner. There's Fleming. His long-range jumper is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Brady Woolman running back the other way. Woolman back to the offensive zone. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Hamburger for a three. Bingo! Jake Hamburger hits a three-pointer. Couple of feet beyond the top of the key there as Jake Hamburger has got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings trailing in the contest now by a score of 37-28. 90 seconds to play here in the first half from Doan College in Crete. With the basketball is Kangura. He moves it to the wing on the right side. Now to Connor Fleming, top of the key. They're working around the horn. They hand it away here to Sean Fleming Jr. He cranks up a long-range jumper. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Abu Fall. Abu Fall has got it for Hastings College now to Brady Lohman. Down the near sideline, Brady Lohman has got the ball around the screen from Fall, moves it to the left side of the lane. Lohman comes out here to Tobin Reinwald, not a Hamburger, same spot, three-pointer is put up there, he misses that one. Off of the right side, no good, rebound Fleming. Connor Fleming with the ball, 6 seconds to play. Connor Fleming down the near sideline here for Benedictine, now to Kangura. We got 50 seconds to play, 50 seconds to play. Kangura has got the ball, and now we got a foul here called on Hastings. A foul called on Hastings College. It'll go on Reinwald. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. Coming into the ball game now, Raphael Tisarakis for the Ravens out of Benedictine. Also coming in is going to be Brett Fisher. Fisher replacing Luke Norvell. So Raphael Tisarakis, he's the big guy, 6'10", a junior out of Athens, Greece. A transfer from North Idaho Community College. 37-28. Benedictine has got the lead over Hastings. Kangura has got the ball. Now to Tisarakis. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings grabs the rebound. Brady Woolman has got it for the Broncos. Now with 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Brady Woolman walks it into the offensive zone. Right out on him defensively is Kangura for Benedictine. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball right side of the floor. Stops there. Bounce pass goes to a Fall. Abu Fall right at the free throw line, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Abu Fall takes the ball to goal there from Hastings. Right at the free throw line as he drives it toward the goal, and he's fouling the play. So Raphael Tisarakis is picking up the personal foul there for Benedictine. That's going to be his first. And Abu Fall will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. So Abu Fall, the big guy for Hastings at 6'7" and a senior, will toe the mark here for a free throw. Ball is 4-for-5 on free throws so far this season. 37-30. Hastings College is down by 7 points here. As we near halftime, here's a shot from the free throw line. No good by Abu Fall. And rebound comes down to Sirakis for Benedictine. Down to 14 seconds to play here in the first half. John Harris Jr. has got the ball as he brings it across the midcourt stripe here. John Harris Jr. on the dribble. Out here in three-point territory, moves it down the left side of the lane, down to the baseline. His shot is up there. Good. Does it count? Yes. John Harris Jr. gets the field goal. He hits one at the buzzer there for Benedictine. John Harris Jr. with five field goals here in the first half of play. And the Hastings College Broncos are trailing for the first time at halftime this season. Hastings is down by 9 points at the halftime break. The score is Benedictine 39, Hastings 30. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Doan Classic. Doan College in Creek here tonight. Basketball, 1230 KHIS. Hastings College trailing here in men's competition. The halftime score is sitting at 39-30 in favor of Benedictine. Both teams are shooting the ball pretty well here in the first half of play. Hastings not playing that poorly, just Benedictine is shooting 61% from the floor here in the first half. Halftime show tonight is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take out. Valentino's for your office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Scoring the first half of play for Hastings College. Leading the way so far is Jake Hamburger. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hamburger with a couple of field goals. He's hit a 3-point goal for the Broncos in the first half. Brady Lohman's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Abu Fall, he has got 3 field goals, and he is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Akeem Morrison has got a 3-pointer. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Tobin Reinwald has hit a field goal for 2. Zach Lena has hit a field goal and 2 points. Dylan Flynn, a field goal for 2. For the Ravens out of Benedictine, they're being led by John Harris Jr. He's got 5 field goals and 10 points so far in the ball game. Sean Fleming Jr. has come off the bench. He's hit a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Sean Fleming Jr. has got 8 points in the ball game. Other scores for Benedictine, Jonathan Anico is hit for 5 points. He's got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Rafael Tisarakis, he has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer in the ball game. He has got 5 points in the ball game. Also 5 points for Charlie Walrop. He's got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. 2 points for Herb Kangura on a field goal. Stephen O'Brien has got a field goal and 2 points. And Jalen Messersmith, he's got 2 free throws and 2 attempts. He has got 2 points. Again, our score in halftime, Hastings College is trailing Benedictine by the score of 39-30. The shooting numbers in the first half of play, Benedictine is hitting 16 out of 26 in the first half, or 61.5%. Hastings College hitting 13 out of 26 for 50%. Benedictine is 5 out of 10 on 3-pointers in the first half for 50%. Hastings is 2 out of 6 for 33%. Benedictine is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings College hitting 2 out of 3 for 66%. Rebounds, Hastings out rebounding Benedictine 12-11, including 3-0 on the offensive glass. Not a lot of missed shots tonight, but Hastings out rebounding Benedictine 3-0 on the offensive end. Hastings College so far has got 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Benedictine has been charged with 4 turnovers. The Broncos have no block shots and 1 steal. Benedictine has got 3 block shots and 4 steals. Again, Hastings College is trailing here at halftime to Benedictine. The score is 39-30. They've just reached halftime back at Lynn Farrell Arena in the women's ball game. Hastings College is leading Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 37-28. 37-28, the Hastings College women with the lead over Kansas Wesleyan. The Hastings College men, they're trailing Benedictine tonight. They're in the first round of the Doan College Classic. The score at the halftime break is 39-30. Stick around. We've got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next with Tyson Ervonik. The second half is straight ahead. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. We'll have more. We'll check in with Tyson Ervonik right after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
And welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ervonik with you as we spotlight different events and activities that are going on across the Hastings College campus. Joining us this evening for the Hastings College Spotlight, we have Jennifer Lewis. She is the Executive Director at the YWCA joining us on the program. And Jennifer, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jennifer, we bring you on the Hastings College Spotlight program to promote something that's going to be going on this Sunday over at the Hastings College campus on the 10th. The cultural expedition is going to be going on. Talk about what's happening here.
Well, we have really joined forces with MSU, Multicultural Student Union, and Multicultural Alliance of Hastings to bring a piece of everybody's cultural into one area. And so if you want to visit another country and not leave the country, come to the Student Union on November 10th from 1 to 4.
Explain maybe the partnership here with YWCA and Hastings College on a multicultural event like this.
Yeah, you know, with Hastings College, we've had many different partnerships, and we love them. They're great with volunteers and student learning services. But as far as the cultural piece, it brings not only our young and old together to understand that even though we live in Hastings, there is a diverse community that we live in, whether it be on campus or off campus.
Now, as far as from the student's perspective, to find out and to learn about kind of those different cultures without having, as you mentioned, to travel to those different cultures, a great opportunity here for the students and public alike.
Yeah, you know, I think they have, and I'm not for sure where they're up to now, but I think they have about 15 different countries coming in. It'll be food, dance, and tradition. And so you can come and take little samples around those 15 different booths and watch the traditional dance and some of the traditional clothing and learn a little bit more of something you might not know about.
You've been out lining up volunteers for this exhibit coming up on Sunday. Talk about what some of your volunteers are going to be doing.
Well, our volunteers will actually be helping and hosting and being participating with Multicultural Alliance and the YW. Some of our volunteers will actually be serving food there because they do have a different cultural background that they're going to share with us. We do have one person doing dance. And then we're just helping and supporting things that are done on Hastings campus.
Once again, Jennifer Lewis with us with the YWCA. She's the executive director out there. And you mentioned this event in particular, but as you talked about earlier, there's several partnerships that Hastings College does throughout the year with the YWCA.
Yeah, multiple right now, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which sorority it is, but they're in doing our career closet right now and helping out women, empowering women to go back to work. We work with the educational majors into the zone, the after school program. We've had new freshman days come in and actually help us clean up and clean the building. And recently we had a service learning project where they helped bring awareness to breast cancer in the month of October.
How beneficial is that partnership for those programs that you have at the YWCA?
Well, it's huge. It actually really expands our mission, empowering women and eliminating racism. But it also forms new partnerships, and the YW really relies on volunteers. We're a staff of 3 part-time people, and so volunteers are key and critical in many of our client services.
Once again, the multicultural expedition going on at Hastings College this Sunday from 1 to 4 over at the Hazel Rig Student Union. As you mentioned, a good chance for some food and some dance along the way. And this event is one of those that we are kind of inviting the public out to come out and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. We want to bring, again, the on-campus and off-campus together to realize the diverse community that we do live in.
Jennifer Lewis, once again, with the YWCA, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. For opportunities that challenge and inspire you, and opportunities to help out with great organizations at the YWCA, Hastings College does that. You can find out more at hastings.edu. Jennifer, appreciate the time this morning, and thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Valentino's Halftime Show here tonight. The Hastings College men's basketball team trailing Benedictine out of Kansas by a score of 39-30. And the Ravens hitting 61.5% from the floor in the first half of play, being led by John Harris Jr. He has scored 10 points. Hastings College has hit 50% of their field goals in the first half. Our leading scorer is Jake Hamburger right now. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings College women's basketball team playing tonight back at Lynn Farrell Arena. They're at halftime of their contest. And Hastings out on top of Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 37-28. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Broncos. She has got 13 points at halftime. Earlier today at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, the Nebraska women's basketball team opened up the arena, the first regular season game played there in the brand new facility. They picked up a win over UCLA, winning by the score of 77-49. Jordan Hooper had a big ball game for Hastings, 27 points and 11 rebounds. Emily Cady pitched in with 12 points for Nebraska. The Huskers now 1-0 in the season. They will play Alabama coming up on Monday. Tip-off for that game in Lincoln will be at 7 o'clock. The Nebraska men's basketball team is getting ready to play the second half of the doubleheader tonight against Florida Gulf Coast. That's a team that qualified for the NCAA tournament last year. They were number a 15 seed and won a couple of ball games in the tournament last year. They're going to take on Nebraska in the second half of the doubleheader as the Huskers open up their season tonight. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock, and as soon as we are finished here in Crete, we will send you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we'll get to the play-by-play coverage of Nebraska and Florida Gulf Coast coming up tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry-out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos coming out. Benedictine has got the 9-point lead over Hastings College here at 39-30, and now Bill Gavers is at the scorer's table here with the two referees on the far sideline questioning something over there. As they get things sorted out. In the second half here, they're going to give the ball to Hastings College, so the Broncos will play things. I didn't think they had the possession going the wrong way. It's going to be a Hastings College ball. Benedictine was ready to play it in on the far sideline, but Gaver's questioning the call there, and he gets his job done as he gives the ball back to Hastings. So the Broncos have some work to do here in the second half, and immediately a foul is going to be called as Lohman was dribbling the ball toward the hole down the left side of the lane. A foul is going to be called on Jonathan Anico. That's going to be his first personal foul and the first team foul on Benedictine here in the second half of play. So Hastings College trailing. The score is 39-30. Broncos play it into Dylan Flynn. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Jalen Messersmith as Benedictine runs back the other way. Now Anico has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Brady Lohman. There's John Harris Jr. who had the hot hand in the first half of play. Jump pass comes back out on top. Harris gets the ball back at the top of the key. Picked up by Akeem Morissant, and a foul is called on Morissant. Akeem Morissant picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. Inbounding the ball here on the near sideline is going to be Charlie Walrap. Walrap led this team in scoring that season-opening loss to Tabor at 24 points. Now he's got just 5 points here tonight. 39-30, Benedictine has got the lead over Hastings College here in the Doan College Classic. There's a feed left side of the basket down to the baseline. Got to go up the shot as John Harris Jr. Now driving to the basket is Fisher, and a foul is going to be called again. So the second foul call in Hastings here in the second half of play. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Benedictine will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. John Harris Jr. will key things in. Gives it into Messersmith down in the corner. Jalen Messersmith picked up by Dylan Flynn. Messersmith brings it up high. Now gives the ball away to Walrap. Now on the near sideline to John Harris Jr. Picked up by Akeem Morissant. Harris Jr. around the screen. Flips it back outside with the basketball there. It's going to be stripped away, but it's picked up by Fisher. Now he has it stripped away again. And then Fisher hits the personal foul as they were wrestling with it down on the floor. Brent Fisher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So in the first 67 seconds of the second half, we've seen four fouls called. Hastings College still trailing in the ballgame on a score of 39-30. The Broncos looking for their third straight win to start the season here. Benedictine looking to even up their record at one win, one loss. Akeem Morissant goes out to Brady Lohman, moves it to the wing on the right side. Lohman out here in 3-point territory. Now to Flynn at the elbow, drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try good. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal there for Hastings. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, 39-32, and a foul called coming back the other way. Goes on Morissant, that's his third. So Akeem Morissant now with three fouls. Brent Wells has got three fouls. Wells did not get the start here in the second half of play. 18-31 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Benedictine by the score of 39-32. Inbounding the ball here on the near sideline will be Charlie Walrap. Play being held up, now we're ready to go. Walrap has got the ball. He gets it to John Harris Jr., picked up by Morissant. John Harris Jr. on the dribble out to Brent Fisher behind the screen. Fisher picked up there by Brady Lohman. Fisher dribbling with the ball. Stops and nearly got away with the traveling. Now he did get away from the traveling call. Attico has got the ball at the top of the key. Two-handed pass goes down on the baseline on the left side. Working with it down there is going to be wall wrap. He goes for the hole, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. It's going to be Benedictine ball. Ravens will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 18-10 remaining here in the basketball game. 39-32. Hastings down by 7 points. John Harris Jr. comes way out on top to Anico out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Brady Lohman. Anico dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Still on the dribble. Comes back out on top. A three-pointer put up there by Wall. Rapids up. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Dylan Flynn. Flynn down to Brady Lohman to Akeem Morris out. The Lohman in the lane. Dribbles to the basket. His shot is up and in. Brady Lohman scores there. Great job in the transition by the Broncos. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Lohman with eight. And Hastings now trailing by a score of 39-34. Hastings has scored the first two buckets here in the second half of play. Here's a wall wrap with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Brent Wells, who is now into the ball game for Hastings. Anico has got it. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Throws it down in the corner on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in. That is Brent Fisher, a three-pointer from the deep left corner. It's now a 39-34 ball game. It should be 42-34. That's the case now, 42-34. Hastings is trailing in the ball game as Fisher hits a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. 17-25 to play here in the basketball game from Crete tonight. There's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman goes to Dylan Flynn on the wing on the right side out to Brent Wells, top of the key. Wells looking left, now dribbles right, goes back down in the corner to Dylan Flynn. Flynn out to Jake Hamburger now in three-point territory, picked up by Fisher. Out to Akeem Morissette. Back to Hamburger. He drives. He slips down on the baseline. And now we've got a foul call down there. It's going to go on Benedictine as Hamburger is slow in getting up underneath the basket. Fisher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three called on Benedictine here in the second half of play. Hamburger's going to check out. They'll check on him as he was slow in getting up. Tobin Reinwald comes back in. And bounce pass comes to Dylan Flynn. His shot is up and in. Flynn right in front of the basket scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos are back to within six. 42-36. We're down to 16 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this one. Here's John Harris Jr. with the ball. Harris dribbling out here in 3 point territory in a 5 second violation. Great defense there by Akeem Morissette. Morissette right in his face in a 5 second violation called him Benedictine. That's the Ravens' fifth turnover in the ball game, and now Hastings can slice into the lead right here. Akeem Morissette has got the ball. Left handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Picked up there by John Harris Jr. of Benedictine. Morissette goes to Dylan Flynn, now to Wells, just left to the top of the key there. Moves it over to Brady Lohman, works it inside to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald gets it into the hands now of Brady Lohman behind a Dylan Flynn screen. Lohman can't put up a shot, 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Morissette for three, shot is off of the mark, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, it's going to be Benedictine ball. Last touch by Wells. Into the ball game now is Herb Kangura for Benedictine. Also coming in will be Rafael Tsarakis. Tsarakis is the big guy, 6'10", the junior from Athens, Greece. 42-36, Hastings down by 6 points with 16-16 remaining in the ballgame. Herb Kangura with the ball picked up by Akeem Morissette. Kangura gets rid of the ball now to Brent Fisher on the far sideline. Fisher picked up there by Tobin Reinwald. Fisher on the dribble. Spins against Reinwald. Can't get rid of the ball. Now he does. Long pass comes over here to Anico. Anico loses control of the ball. Picks it up at the top of the key. Moves it down in the corner to Fisher. Goes on inside to Tsarakis. He spins. Puts up a little hook shot over Flynn. No good. Rebound Morissette. Akeem Morissette with the ball for Hastings down the near sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald stops. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn spins toward the baseline. Then the other way. Puts up a shot. It's good. And he's fouling the play. Nice move inside there by Dylan Flynn. Flynn now with 8 points in the ballgame as he scores over Tsarakis. And Rafael picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn is 5 out of 6 on free throws so far this season. Flynn with 8 points in the ballgame on 4 field goals. He has scored 6 points already here in the second half of play. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down through the hole. Hastings College is back to within 3 points here at 42-39. The Broncos trailed by 12 points in the first half at 37-25. 15-39 to play here in the contest. Some more substitutions coming in now for Benedictine. Stephen O'Brien is checking back into the contest now for the Ravens. Hastings will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Anico has got the ball down the near sideline. Picked up by Tobin Reinwald. Anico brings it back to the offensive zone, drives it to the hole. The ball is going to be slapped away. It's picked up here by Hastings College. Abu Fall has got it. Six turnovers now in the Ravens. Hastings can tie with a three-point field goal. Here's Brady Loman with the ball down to the baseline. Tobin Reinwald, he drives a shot, no good. Reinwald falls down as the ball is knocked out of balance, and now Reinwald is slow in getting up. Tobin Reinwald lost his balance as he goes up for the basket. Then Reinwald is down underneath the hole here. He got stepped on down there. Bunch of traffic down there in the lane, and now the assistant coach for Hastings, Chip Baugh, comes out and checks on the Tobin Reinwald down there underneath the basket. Bronco basketball is brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Again, Reinwald is a guy that went down last year before the season started with a knee injury. Reinwald did not play last year. Now he's going to have to check out of the ball game, but he's all right. He's going to come off of the court under his own power here, and he'll be back in momentarily. Just probably got stepped on, got beat up down there underneath the basket. 42-39 is the score. Benedictine is out on top of Hastings College here in this one. Ravens will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Kangura throws it down the left sideline. Anico catches up with it as he brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it back into the hands of Kangura, picked up there by Carson Bloom, is into the ball game now for Hastings. There's Sean Fleming Jr. with the ball. Fleming in the lane, throws it over on the far sideline. Kangura working with it, now brings it out in three-point territory out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Carson Bloom behind a screen. Carson Bloom gets decked. No foul called. O'Brien set a screen. There's a three-pointer put up there by Sean Fleming Jr. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman goes over to Carson Bloom. Out of Hamburger, top of the key to Carson Bloom in front of the Bronco bench. Zach Lena moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Carson Bloom. There's Hamburger, feeds it inside to Abu Fall. Abu Fall backs up, spins toward the baseline, underneath the basket. His shot is up there, no good, and he's fouled into play. Rafael Tisaraka is picking up the personal foul for Benedictine. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four, team foul number five on Benedictine here in the second half of play. So we've had eight fouls called between the two teams in the first 5.5 minutes of the second half. Abu Fall comes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Abu Fall, the big 6'7" senior for Hastings, toes the mark. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. 5 free throws shot by Hastings College here tonight. Hastings now 3 out of 5 from the charity stripe. 42-39. Benedictine has a 3-point lead as Abu Fall prepares for number two. His shot is up there. That one spins out of there. No good. Just off of the front lip. Abu Fall misses a couple of free throws. And the rebound comes down to Jonathan Anico for Benedictine. Now to Kangura. Kangura gets the ball to Stephen O'Brien. Over on the left wing to Sean Fleming. Back out on top to Stephen O'Brien. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out to Fleming. Now down in the corner. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be picked up by T. Sarakas. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena with the ball for Hastings College. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger now to Carson Bloom. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. There's a pass to Brady Lohman. A lot of traffic. He gets rid of it. Down to a Hamburger. Back out here to Lohman. 3-point territory. Feeds it inside to Abu Fall. Right side of the lane. Abu spins. Can't put up a shot. Now to Brady Lohman. Now to Hamburger. 15 on the shot clock. Cross-court pass goes to Lohman. 4-3. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound is going to be loose and is picked up here by Anico. Running back the other way. Jonathan Anico has got the ball. Dribbles inside to the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Abu Fall. Abu Fall has got it for Hastings College. Down to Brady Lohman. Carson Bloom to Hamburger for a tie. His shot no good. Rebound Abu Fall. 42-39. Hastings down by 3 points. 13.5 minutes to play. Here's Zach Lehman with the ball. Zach, top of the key, looks, goes over on the right side now. There's Brady Lohman, his shot up and in, just inside the three-point ring. Brady Lohman scores. He's got 10 points, and Hastings back within 1 point. 42-41, 13:06 to play. They're in the second half from Doane College in Crete. Timeout. Timeout, Benedictine. Hastings has got a 12-point lead down to one. They're in the second half. We're 7 minutes into the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 42, Hastings 41.
Get more than you expect at Furniture. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Women's college basketball tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings holding on to a 10-point lead over Kansas Wesleyan. Hastings 50, Kansas Wesleyan 40. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Broncos. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. Hastings College men trailed by 12 points in the first half with 3:05 remaining. They were down 37-25, and now the Broncos have cut the lead down to 1 point here in the second half. It's 42-41. Benedictine has got the lead. The other two teams in the Doan College Classic, of course, Doan, they're going to be playing AIB College of Business. That's a team that's coming to Crete out of Des Moines. Hastings will play AIB College of Business tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock here in Crete. Second half of the Doan College Classic tomorrow. Big ball game here tonight with Benedictine. Hastings trying to win their third straight ball game to start the season under new head coach Bill Gabers. Here's a Fleming with the ball. Comes on the near sideline. O'Brien for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the ball goes up over the basket out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. End of the ball game now for Benedictine is going to be John Harris Jr. Going out will be Herb Kangura. John Harris Jr. leading the team in scoring here tonight. He's got 10 points. Hastings can grab the lead here with a field goal. Akeem Morris on left-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone. Still a man-to-man defense. Harris out in his face defensively. There's a Zach Lena drives for the basket and he's going to be fouled into play. Zach Lena going up for the shot. He's hammered on the play there by Benedictine. And a foul is called on the Ravens. It's going to go on Stephen O'Brien. That's going to be his third personal foul. Team foul number six on the Ravens here in the second half. And now it's going to be a Zach Lena going to the free throw line. Lena's got a field goal and 2 points tonight. He's 5 out of 8 from the free throw line so far this season. Zach Lena puts it up there, and the shot is up there. Good. Hastings and Benedictine now tied. Coming into the ball game now for Benedictine is going to be Brent Fisher. Fisher comes back in there. He's a 6-foot junior from Overland Park, Kansas. Zach Lena for the lead now as he throws up another free throw. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings completes the comeback. Lena hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and the Broncos have the lead. 43-42 now. With 12 minutes and 35 seconds to play, the Broncos have come back from a 12-point first-half deficit. Hastings now with the lead. Here's John Harris Jr. with the ball. Harris Jr. will bring it up now against Akeem Morrison. John Harris Jr. into the offensive zone. He comes over here to Wallrap. Wallrap hands it away to Anico at the top of the key. Driving for the basket, here's Harris Jr. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball away to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald down the far sideline, now to Zach Lena, back to the center of the floor, flips it back here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger goes over to Dylan Flynn, just to the right of the lane here. Akeem Morrison now. Morrison out here in three-point territory, dribbling with the ball. Down in the corner, that's going to be Zach Lena, brings it up high on the block left side, out to Hamburger, moves it over on the right sideline, Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald doesn't use a Flynn screen, bounce pass instead out to Zach Lena, top of the key, dribbles it down to the left side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down now by T. Sirakis. And Benedictine has got the ball coming back the other way. Here's Wallrap with it now to John Harris Jr. Comes across the top to Brent Fisher. Down in the corner to Anico. Pass down in the left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Wallrap from three. And the ball is rebounded here on the weak side by Hastings College. Hamburger with the ball. Down to Key Morrison. Hustles into the forecourt. Morrison bounce pass inside. Flynn grabs it. Flynn goes up. Left-handed shot. No good. And he's fouled into play. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul called on Benedictine. That's his second foul, and going to the free throw line will be Flynn. The personal foul is going to be called on Wallrap. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on Benedictine. So now Hastings is in the bonus situation here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Flynn. His shot is up there. It's good. Wanted to rattle out of there and caught the front lip and spun back down through the hole. Dylan Flynn now with 10 points in the ballgame. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Flynn's next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. It comes down here to John Harris Jr. So Hastings College with a lead 44-42 in the second half of play from Doane College in Crete. There's a shot that's going to be no good by Harris Jr. from the free throw line. May have been partially deflected. A jump ball is called on the rebound, and the alternating jump will go to Benedictine. So the Ravens will play things in. Coming back into the ball game will be Brett Wells for Hastings. Wells has sat for quite some time. He picked up three personal fouls in the first half. So he's back in there now with 11-10 remaining here in the ball game. Benedictine will play things in. Wallrap has got the ball. Wallrap dumps it off down to the baseline to Messersmith, and he's fouled into play. Personal foul called there on Hastings College. This one is going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Benedictine is going to be Jalen Messersmith. Messersmith scored 15 points last week in their loss to Tabor. He's got just 2 points tonight and a couple of free throws. Next shot is up there. It's good from the line. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Wolman back in for Hastings. Hamburger coming out. 11 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the basketball game tonight. Hastings holding on to a 1 point lead over Benedictine. It is 44-43. Jalen Messersmith will have one more shot here. It's up, and that one's going to be off of the mark. No good, off of the heel of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Lohman. So Hastings still has the lead, 44-43. Here's Akeem Morissant with the ball. Akeem on the left side of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Tobin Reinwald. Squares around to the basket. Now contact made, and another foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Brent Fisher. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number 8 on Benedictine here in the second half of play. Hastings in the bonus situation. They will go to the free throw line. 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play back in Hastings. Hastings College women now holding on to a slim 4 point lead over Kansas Wesleyan. It is 52-48. Hastings College with the lead. Broncos have led that baby throughout most of the ball game, but that lead has been chopped down to 4 at 52-48. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's no good by Reinwald, but the rebound comes down to Wells. So when Reinwald misses the free throw, Hastings with a 1 point lead, 44-43. Akeem Morissant dribbling with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Will set things up. Bounce pass goes over to Wells. Wells now to Tobin Reinwald to the elbow, right side of the lane. That's Dylan Flynn with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected. That's going to be picked up here by Anico. Drives for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Dylan Flynn. The ball picked up by Benedictine's Charlie Wallrap, and he scores. Wallrap now with 7 points in the ball game. Dylan Flynn got the first block, but Wallrap was right there to lay it in for Benedictine. And the Ravens go back on top, 45-44. 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the ball game. There's a Lohman underneath the basket. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Flynn. Traveling violation. Flynn had problems with the pass there. And a bobble the ball just inside the free throw line. And Hastings College is called for the traveling violation. 8 turnovers on the Broncos. 10 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the ball game. Benedictine out on top of Hastings by the score of 45-44. Here's John Harris Jr. with the ball. He had 5 field goals in the first half. He has not scored so far here in the second half. John Harris Jr. goes over to the left side, a 3-pointer put up there by Fisher. No good. Rebound Messersmith. Follow shot good. Had the inside position there on the Dylan Flynn. And Jalen Messersmith scores. He's now got 5 points. There's a steal in backcourt turnover. Hastings College has 9 turnovers in the ballgame. Fisher now to John Harris Jr. Harris, free throw line extended left side, dribbles into the lane, bounce pass down on the baseline, it's deflected. Harris Jr. picks it back up, goes up, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled into play. Foul is going to go on Wells, that's going to be his fourth. Brent Wells just specked up his fourth personal foul. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings, Abu Fall. Zach Lena wants to check in, Hamburger wants to check in. And going to the free throw line is going to be John Harris Jr. Now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight. The score, Benedictine 47, Hastings 44. 47, Benedictine, Hastings 44.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part tonight by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. The Nebraska women's basketball team opened up the new Pinnacle Bank Arena today with a convincing 77-49 win over UCLA. Huskers led at halftime 40-20. Jordan Hooper had 27 points, 11 rebounds for the Huskers. Emily Katie pitched in with 12 points. Nebraska now 1-0 in the season. They will play Alabama on Monday. Tip-off will be at 7. The Nebraska men's basketball team will play the second half of the doubleheader against Florida Gulf Coast. That ball game tips off at 8 o'clock tonight. And we'll have it for you as soon as we wrap up our coverage here from the Doane College Classic in Crete tonight. Going to the free throw line for Benedictine will be John Harris Jr. The Ravens have a 3-point lead over Hastings here in the second half at 47-44. Harris has shot from the free throw line, is up and in. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. The biggest lead for Hastings has been only 2 points. Biggest lead for the Ravens was 12 points. That back to the 3:05 mark of the first half. John Harris Jr. hits another free throw, and that gives the Ravens now a 49-44 lead over Hastings College. There's Akeem Morissant with the ball out here. Akeem Morissant back in the offensive zone, picked up by Harris. That's a good matchup at the guard position here tonight. Hamburger down to a Zach Lena on the baseline. Zach Lena with his back to the basket, can't put up a shot, gives the ball off to Hamburger. He throws it back out here to Lohman, who saves the ball from going into the backcourt. To Morissant, now to Hamburger on the right sideline. Back out to Brady Lohman, who directs a little traffic out here. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman moves it to the left side of the lane. Lohman fakes, now fires up a three-pointer. Shots off of the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Fisher. Fisher runs her back the other way for the Ravens. 8:50 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Benedictine by the score of 49-44. Benedictine setting things up there on the far sideline. As they work with it now, dribbling with the ball and flipping the ball back is going to be Luke Norvell, who's into the ball game now, to John Harris Jr. Down on the baseline, driving, shooting, and scoring. Nice play. Charlie Walrap scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Ravens go back out on top by a score of 51-44. Randy Woolman has got it. Now down to the corner. It's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Brings it up high on the block. Circles around. Cuts it down to the lane. He can't put up a shot. Now to Zach Lena. Lena drives toward the goal. Fakes. Fakes again. Out to Akeem Morissant. Morissant in three-point territory. Lobs it inside. The ball deflected. Abu Fall picks it up down in the corner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Abu Fall down on the baseline. Shot good. Nice move. A little spinning move there by the big guy, Abu Fall. He scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings down by 5 points, 51-46. Here come the Ravens back the other direction. Don Harris Jr. goes to Walrap. He dribbles it. Can't put up a shot over Zach Lena. His pass deflected. Lena has got it. He falls down. Now a foul is called. Lena had it, and then he's fouled from behind by Charlie Walrap. That's going to be the third foul on Walrap. And now that's going to be 19 fouls called on the Benedictine here in the second half of play. Lena should be going to the free throw line now for Hastings College. We'll have football action tomorrow. Hastings College will play Dort College at Lloyd Wilson Field. Osborne Sports Complex on the air with a pregame show with the coach, Coach Tony Harper, at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. Our kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Hastings and Dort College football action tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Zach Lena to the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Lena's shot is up there. Good. Lena will have one more. Hastings is trailing 51-47. 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight for the Doane College Classic in Crete. Doane has a second ball game tonight against AIB College of Business, a team coming in here from Des Moines. Hastings will play that team tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Next shot by Zach Lena is up and in, so Hastings is back to within 3 points at 51-48. Jonathan Anico has got the ball now for Benedictine. Right-hand dribble back into the offensive zone. Uses a screen, moves it to the right side of the floor. Circles around, takes it down in the baseline. Jump pass down in the corner, then back outside. Here's Norvell with the ball. He's fouling the play. Fouled there by Carson Bloom. That's going to be the first foul on Carson Bloom. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Benedictine playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Herb Kangura will play things in as they get the fresh shot clock here. Kangura looking, finally comes way outside. Anico with the ball picked up there by Brady Lohman of Hastings. Jonathan Anico setting things up, calling the play here. as they move Norvell to the right side of the floor, and they go the other way. That's a Kangura with the ball picked up there by Carson Bloom. Out on top now to T. Sirakis. Hands the ball away. Out near the 10-second line to Herb Kangura. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Kangura gives it off to T. Sirakis. Then back outside, a three-pointer jacked up there and in. A set play there. They do a lot of switching there, and Charlie Walrap goes up a three and nothing but net. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame and a timeout here. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score of Benedictine 54, Hastings 48.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Doane College in Crete tonight, the Doane College Classic here this weekend for the Hastings College men's basketball team. Hastings trailing Benedictine, the Ravens here out of Kansas, 54-48. Broncos have the ball and coming back the other way. Carson Bloom has got it. Comes to the near sideline. Carson Bloom on the dribble for Hastings. Gives it away now to Jake Hamburger. Near sideline to Abu Fall. Abu Fall with his back to the basket. Abu in the lane. Double team. Comes back out on top. Now to Brady for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Zach Lena. Lena loses control of the ball. Far sideline. It's loose. Still on the floor. Who's got it? Finally it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a foul called here on Hastings. And a foul called here on Benedictine. Right in front of the Bronco bench. It's going to go on Jonathan Anico. That's going to be his second personal foul. Hastings will have some more free throws coming up. In fact, that's the 10th team foul now on Benedictine. So Hastings will have two shots here. Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. Bloom so far this year, 9 of 11 on free throws, hitting 81%. So Carson Bloom, the Minden Whippet, the former Minden Whippet, going to the free throw line. He will toe the mark here with the Broncos trailing by 6. Shot is up there. Good. Hastings College women continue to lead Kansas Wesleyan back home. The score is 61-57. Hastings with a lead there with 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play in that game. Next shot by Carson Bloom is down through the hole. It is good. 54-50. Hastings trailing in the ball game. They trail by 9 at halftime at 39-30. The Ravens of Benedictine back with the ball down the left sideline. Anico has got it. Jonathan Anico dribbling with the ball out here. Against a Brady Woolman. Anico works right. Now back left. Goes to the free throw line. The ball's going to be tapped away, but it's picked up here. That's a wall wrap with the ball. Wall wrap now to Kangura. Kangura working against a Zach Lena. Still 12 seconds on the shot clock. Kangura moves it to the left side of the floor. There's a feed inside. It's going to be intercepted, but a foul called. A foul called there on Abu Fall. And Coach Bill Gavers does not like that call. Abu Fall picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Abu Fall got the ball ripped out of there, but he's called for the personal foul. That's going to send Rafael T. Sirakis to the free throw line here for Benedictine. T. Sirakis has got 5 points in the ball game on a 3 and a 2. This will be his first free throw of the season. Did not get to the line last week and they lost to Tabor. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Fall. 54-50. Hastings trailing by 4 in the ball game under 6 minutes to play. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key. Gives it away to Zach Lena, angles in toward the basket. It's not going to be blocked down. And Zach got her back, and now a jump ball is called. Zach Lena angles in from the right wing toward the goal, and he was tied up in the play. A jump ball is called. Alternating jump. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brett Fisher comes back into the ball game for Benedictine. John Harris Jr. coming back in. Also coming in will be Jalen Messersmith. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will key things in. Now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called again. That's going to go on Benedictine. Jalen Messersmith picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Abu Fall to the free throw line for Hastings. So Abu Fall goes to the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. This will be a two-shot foul. Benedictine over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Benedictine 54, Hastings 50. Abu Falls free throws up there. It's off of the back iron and down through the hole. That's the back iron straight in the air, and Abu Fall gets the free throw to go down through the hole. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 54-51. Akeem Morissant now coming into the ball game for Hastings for Jake Hamburger. Leading scorer for Hastings tonight has been Brady Lohman and Dylan Flynn. They each have 10 points. Low scoring affair tonight, 54-51. Hastings trailing by three. Next free throw is up there. That one is missed by Abu Fall. So the Broncos are down by 3 points here. Here come the Ravens back the other way. John Harris Jr. with the ball. Now to a wall wrap. Now to a John Harris Jr. out here in 3 point territory, just across the 10 second line. John Harris Jr. picked up by Akeem Morissant. On the dribble, moves to the right side. Now drives between a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. He takes it from the right sideline toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. That's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 in the Broncos. So now going to the free throw line for Benedictine is going to be John Harris Jr. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 5 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 1-1 situation here for John Harris Jr. for Benedictine. He's a 6'2" sophomore out of Lincoln High School. Shot from the free throw line is good. Barely rattles the net there. Now 3 of 3 from the stripe, and the Benedictine lead is back up to 4 points at 55-51. Ravens led by 12 late in the first half. Next shot is up there. That one is down through the hole as he gets the roll. Harris Jr. now with 14 points in the ball game. Benedictine's got the lead, 56-51 over Hastings. 5:18 to play. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball on the right sideline. Bounce pass down to Flynn as he drives for the hole. His left-handed shot no good. Battle for the rebound. 2, 3, 4 players at the deck as they scramble for the loose ball there. And finally a whistle and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Ravens, so they will get it on the alternating jump. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings College women with a 7-point lead in their ball game. Back at Lynn Farrell Arena, 4:17 to play in their contest. Hastings College leading Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 66-59. We've got Nebraska basketball coming up next. The Nebraska men will start their season with a game against Florida Gulf Coast. And as soon as we're finished here, we'll get you to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for that ball game. There's a traveling violation in backcourt. Hastings applying pressure back here. Charlie Wallrap has whistled for the traveling violation. That's turnover number 8 on Benedictine in the ball game. Hastings with a chance to slice into the lead right here. 56-51. Broncos down in this ball game. Brady Lohman will play things in to Dylan Flynn. Now to Lohman. He dribbles down to the baseline. Contact made. Foul called again. And now Lohman, one of the best free throw shooters around, will go to the free throw line. He was amongst the nation's leaders last year. And now Lohman goes to the free throw line here. Personal foul went on Jonathan and Anico. That's going to be his third personal foul. Lohman to the free throw line. Brady off to a slow start from the line this year. He's 1 out of 3. He hits that one. Lohman was well over 90% last year. In fact, I don't know if he missed more than 5 free throws the entire year last year. Lohman hits one here. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. He misses that one. Tip try is up there. No good by Lena. And then we got a foul call in the rebound. It's going to go on Zach. Lena nearly got that tip to go down through the hole, but it spun out of there. And Zach on the second try gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. 4:56 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Benedictine, the Ravens here, out of Kansas by the score of 56-52. Charlie Wallrap to the free throw line. He's not been there so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Charlie Wallrap hits one. He's now 11 out of 14 from the free throw line for the season. Benedictine lost to Tabor College in their season opener, 87-85. Into the ball game now will be Jalen Messersmith for the Ravens. Back to the free throw line for his second shot will be Charlie Wallrap. As he eyes the bucket here, his shot is up there, and that one is good. 58-52, Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. Carson Bloom comes back for Hastings College, back in the offensive zone, picked up by Fisher. Bounce pass goes to Akeem Morrison in front of the Bronco bench. Out to a Dylan Flynn out here in 3 point territory to Bloom. Drives it toward the goal. He's double teamed. Kicks it back out here to Bloom. Cross court pass goes to Morissant. 4-3. His shot is up there. Good. Akeem Morissant hits a 3-pointer. That's his second trade of the ball game. And Hastings is back to within 5 points. 58-55 with 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. John Harris Jr. with the ball. Gets it down here to Wallrap, top of the key. Wallrap on the dribble to the left side, and he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to go here on Hastings College. That's going to go on to Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Charlie Wallrap. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. That first ball game that Hastings had against Baker last week, we had over 70 free throws shot in that ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. In the first half, Hastings and Benedictine combined to shoot 5 free throws. Well over that here in half number 2 all of a sudden. Wallrap will have another shot here. It's up and it's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Flynn has got it. Gets the ball ahead to Brady Lohman. Hastings is trailing by 4 points, 59 to 55. Here's Akeem Morrison underneath the basket. He can't put up a shot. Comes out here to Brady Lohman on the far sideline. Lohman goes to Zach Lina, right at the top of the 3-point arc down in the corner. Lena takes it into the lane, now spins, puts a man in the air. Bounce pass goes to Flynn, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. No good, he's fouling the play. So Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. This thing turning into a free throw shooting contest here tonight. Charlie Wallrap picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number 10, called on Benedictine here in the second half of play. 10 fouls plus. So Dylan Flynn back to the line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of free throws here. His first one is up there. It's good. It's now 59 to 56. Hastings trailing by 3 points in the ball game. Coming back into the ball game now for Benedictine is going to be Stephen O'Brien. O'Brien is in. Wallrap is out for the Ravens. Here's the next shot by Flynn. It's up there, and that one rattles out there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stephen O'Brien. 59 to 56. Hastings trailing here in the ball game with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the contest from Doane College in Crete tonight. Jonathan Anico with the ball, splits a couple of defenders, can't go for the shot, goes to Stephen O'Brien down in the corner, now to Fisher. Fisher on the dribble, brings it out in the 3-point territory and feeds Anico. Anico picked up there by Hamburger. Anico dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Pass down in the corner to O'Brien for 3, good. Stephen O'Brien hits a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner for the Ravens. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And now Benedictine has a 6-point lead, 62-56. Here's Hakeem Morrison with the ball. Morrison for Hastings. Over to Brady Lohman around the screen from Dylan Flynn. Bounce pass to Flynn. Backs up, knocks a man down. Offensive foul. Offensive foul called there on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his second. So Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game. Hamburger checks out. Now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. We're down to 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the basketball game. The score, Benedictine 62, Hastings 56.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. 62-56. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos trailed by 12 points in the first half with about 3 minutes to play. The score at 37-25. They cut the lead down to 9 at halftime, 39-30. Actually came back and grabbed the lead in the second half at 43-42, but it's been nip and tuck ever since then. Neither team with much of a lead. 62-56 is the score now, with Benedictine out on top with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Lohman, also Zach Lena, Carson Bloom, also Brent Wells and Akeem Morris on the floor now for Hastings College. 62-56. Hastings looking for their third straight win to begin the season here. But this one has not been easy. Benedictine 0-1 in the season after losing to Tabor College, 87-85 in their season opener. There's the inbounds pass deflected away, and it's lost out of bounds by John Harris Jr. Akeem Morris out with his quick hands in there. It was John Harris Jr. the last to touch it on the inbounds pass for the Ravens, so Benedictine turns it over for the ninth time. Now Hastings College gets a break. They will play things in. Left side of their basket down here on the baseline. Brady Lohman will key things in. Hastings in their crimson and white here tonight. Broncos have the ball. Here's a hamburger. DeLoman, bounce pass to Key Morris on his three-pointer. Is going to be blocked down. Rebound comes down to Harris, and he makes a nice play in the ball. He was falling out of bounds, and he knocks it off of the leg of Key Morris on out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine playing things in. John Harris Jr. gets the block on the Key Morris on three-pointer from deep in the left corner and saves the ball from going out of bounds and knocks it off of the leg of Key Morris on a tremendous play there by John Harris Jr. Benedictine will play things in. 3 minutes to play here in the contest, 62-56. Benedictine has got the lead. Pressure in backcourt, and now we've got a whistle and stepping out of bounds, trying to bring the ball up against the Bronco pressure. Was it Jonathan Anico? So a turnover on Benedictine. That's their 10th of the ball game. Zach Lena goes out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Broncos are down by 6 points, under 3 minutes to play, 2:57 to be exact on the clock. Akeem Morissant has got the ball for Hastings against John Harris Jr. Morissant bounce pass down to Lohman. Tries to put a man in the air. Stomps to the side of the lane. Comes out to Akeem Morissant. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Akeem. Top of the key now to Dylan Flynn. Over to Brady Lohman. Free throw line extended left side. Lohman dribbles into the lane. Stomps and pops. His shot from 10 is no good. Rebound Wells. Brent Wells gets it back out to Lohman in 3 point territory. Drives it to the goal. His jump pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Harris. John Harris Jr. with the ball down the left sideline for Benedictine. 2:25 to play. Harris drives it all the way to the goal. Contact made. Shot no good. A blocking foul on Hastings. A foul will go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Jake Hamburger, who hit the deck there. That's going to be the second foul on Hamburger. Going to the free throw line is going to be John Harris Jr. for Benedictine. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 10 of those in the first half. Harris has not missed from the free throw line tonight. He's 4-for-4. Harris's shot is up there. It's good. Benedictine's lead is now up to 7 points again. It's 63-56. Into the ball game will be Jalen Messersmith. Messersmith now in for Benedictine. Going out will be Charlie Walrap. Next shot is up there. It's good. Don Harris Jr. now with 16 points. Leading the way here for the Ravens. 64-56. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Hamburger. Shot from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Messersmith. Double teamed here. Messersmith. His pass deflected. Messersmith picks it back up. And now we got a timeout called. Messersmith was trapped here in backcourt. And their head coach, Ryan Moody, gets up and calls the timeout. Timeout with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 64, Hastings 56.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team has knocked off Kansas Wesleyan tonight back in Lynn Farrell Arena. The score 77-65. That game has just gone final. Hastings getting 19 points tonight from Jamie Van Kirk, 18 points from Cammy Breckman, and 13 points by Chanel Farmer. So the Hastings College women's basketball team still undefeated on the season. They will play at Friends University down in Wichita coming up next Wednesday night, and then they start the conference season next Saturday against Northwestern. Meanwhile, the Hastings College men's basketball team still trying to stay undefeated on the season. They're trailing right now with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play here at the Doan Classic in Crete. 64-56 is the score. Benedictine has got the lead. Broncos applying some pressure in backcourt. Walrap is back into the ballgame. He'll inbound for the Ravens. He gets it to Stephen O'Brien. Not a Walrap picked up there by Zach Lena. Jump pass down the floor. They get it to Anico down in the corner. Cross-court pass comes over here to Fisher. Back into the offensive zone. Wallrap has got the ball. Wallrap to Anico. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. Anico dribbles toward the goal. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Wells. A turnover there on Benedictine. Wells to Zach Lehner. A foul is going to be called. Zach Lehner was heading toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Benedictine. And now Brent Wells will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Picking up the personal foul for a Benedictine is going to be John Harris Jr. That's going to be his first personal foul. Like I said, Wells going to the free throw line. It should be Zach Lehner who is heading to the goal. So Zach Lehner will go to the line here. He has got 6 points in the ball game, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up and in. Benedictine way over the 10-foul limit in the second half. So we've seen a lot more fouls here in the second half. Just 5 free throws thrown up between the two teams in the first half of play. 64-57 is the score. Hastings still down by 7 points. Here comes the next shot by Lena. It's good. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, 64-58. Hastings applying pressure in backcourt. They need the ball. Now a timeout is called. Benedictine unable to inbound the ball. They burn a timeout here. A minute and 42 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 64, Hastings 58.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College will play here again tomorrow afternoon in the second day of the Doan College Classic. They'll play a team out of Des Moines, AIB College of Business. That one will tip off at 2 o'clock tomorrow here in Crete. 64-58 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points with a minute and 42 seconds to play in this one. Full court pressure again by the Broncos. They play things in. Jonathan Anico has got the ball. He works back here against Carson Bloom. Hastings with a double team. Anico nearly travels with the ball. Now he throws the ball away. Picked up by Akeem Morissette. Now to Carson Bloom. Shot no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Benedictine. That's John Harris Jr. running back the other way. He goes for the goal. His shot is up there. It's good and he's fouled. John Harris Jr. scores there for Benedictine. Hastings got the turnover they wanted but did not convert on the offensive end. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Brady Woolman of Hastings. That's going to be his first.
John Harris Jr.
66-58. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game as John Harris Jr. will go to the free throw line. He is 6 of 6 so far tonight. Benedictine hitting some free throws down the stretch here. They maintain their lead. They led by 12 points in the first half of play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. 67-58. 90 seconds to play. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Brady Woolman. Woolman behind the Akeem Morris on screen. Now to Brent Wells. Wells gets the ball to Brady Woolman. Back to Brent Wells. He drives for the hole. His shot's no good. He's fouling the play. Billy Gavers wants a goaltending call as one of the Ravens players went up and tapped the glass. I think they're going to give it to him. Let's see here. The officials coming over the scorers table that are going to say no. They're going to give him two shots instead. Fisher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells has not scored so far tonight. He had 3 fouls in the first half. Has not played a whole lot tonight. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Off the left side as it falls off of the iron. 1 minute, 11 seconds to go. 67-58. Hastings College is trailing here in the contest. Here's the next shot by Wells. It's up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to John Harris Jr. Double teamed in the lane, triple teamed in the lane. And now we got a foul called. Adams surrounded in there. John Harris Jr. trying to get out of there, and he is fouled into play. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So he walked to the other end of the floor to shoot some more free throws. Last week we saw the first victory for new head coach Bill Gavers in their win over Baker University, and tonight might be seeing his first loss as the head coach, as this team is trailing here 67-58. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by John Harris Jr. This guy does not miss. He's got 20 in the ball game now for Benedictine. Wells is out. Here comes Dylan Flynn back into the ball game. 10-point lead, 68-58 for Benedictine. 68 seconds to play in the ballgame. Next shot is up there. It's good. John Harris Jr. now with 21 in the ballgame, leading all scorers. There's Brady Lohman down the right sideline. Lohman cuts it back to the center of the floor. Comes out to Lena, top of the key. Three-pointer is put up there. Is no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose. Now the scramble is on. Finally, a jump ball is called. Lena ties up Jonathan Anico right about the free throw line. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will key things in for the Broncos. They're trailing by 11 points. They lob it into the lane, and here's a foul called. A personal foul called here on Benedictine. Boy, we cannot get a trip up and down the floor without a foul called here in the second half. Much different than we saw in half number one. Personal foul goes on Fisher. That's going to be his fifth. So Brent Fisher fouls out of the ball game with 56.4 seconds to play in the contest. He leads with 3 points. And our head coach, Ryan Moody, will have to make a replacement here as Fisher will come to the bench for Benedictine. Hastings will play AIB College of Business tomorrow afternoon here in Crete. That one will tip off at 2 o'clock. We'll have Hastings College football for you tomorrow afternoon on 1230 KHIS as Hastings will play their last home game of the 2013 regular season. They will take on the Dort Defenders. Airtime will be at 12 o'clock noon here on 1230 KHIS with the kickoff at 1 o'clock. Jake Hamburger has just thrown up an air ball from the free throw line. Hamburger misses the free throw attempt. He misses everything. 69-58. Hastings is down by 11 points. Next shot by Hamburger. That one barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Wallrap. So Hamburger misses a couple of free throws. Wallrap back into the offensive zone. Double teamed here on the near sideline. And now he's got to call a timeout. Couldn't get rid of the ball. Good defense there by Hastings as Benedictine burns another timeout. 47.7 seconds to play. Here in regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Benedictine 69, Hastings 58.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
And as soon as we're finished up here tonight, we'll head back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska men's basketball team will open up their season tonight against Florida Gulf Coast. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock. We're trying to get there as soon as possible here tonight. Hastings College women's basketball team open up the new arena this afternoon with a win over the Bruins of UCLA, 77-49. Jordan Hooper had a big night, 27 points and 11 rebounds for the Huskers. 69-58, Hastings College trailing Benedictine here tonight. The Ravens calling the timeout. And here they come. They will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. 69-58, Benedictine with a lead. There's a Wallrap back into the ball game as he will inbound the ball off of the near side. He'll get it in here to a Messersmith. Messersmith double team. Now he's fouled into play. We'll see a ton of free throws down the stretch here trying to finish things off. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Jalen Messersmith will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far tonight. A few will go, and he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He is 8 out of 12 from the line so far this season. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hits the front iron and backspins down through the hole as Messersmith will have one more. Carson Bloom into the ball game now for Brent Wells. Coming in for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald, and going out will be Zach Lena. 70-58. This match is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Ravens. They had a 12-point lead with 3 minutes to play in the first half. Now they've got it again with 44.6 seconds to play here in the second half. Next shot is up there is good. Jalen Messersmith hits the free throw. And a 13-point lead here by Benedictine, a team that lost their season opener to Tabor last week, 87-85. Broncos trailed at halftime with this one, 39-30. Here's Akeem Morrison driving down the lane, and he loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Sean Fleming Jr. A turnover on Hastings. Fleming has got it back the other way, gets the ball now to Kangura, jump pass out on top. That's a wall wrap with the ball. We're down to 25 seconds to play. Wall wrap to a Kangura on the right sideline. Kangura, bounce pass underneath the basket. Harris won't take the shot. Goes to Anico. They've got the floor spread now. Wall wrap has got it now to John Harris Jr. Picked up there by Hamburger. 10 seconds to play. John Harris Jr. dribbling with the ball. John Harris with the ball. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Fires up a three-pointer. Shot good. Hits a three-pointer. And that's going to be the ball game. As the Benedictine Ravens have given Hastings College their first loss of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Benedictine beats Hastings by a final score of 73-58. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Doan College. Doan College Classic tonight at 1230 KHAS. Benedictine knocks off Hastings College. Final score of 73-58, so the Broncos now 2-1 on the season. Benedictine goes to 1 win and 1 loss. Hastings fell behind by 12 points in the first half of play with about 3 minutes to go, 37-25. It was 39-30 in favor of Benedictine at halftime. Hastings coming back in the second half. They actually had the lead 43-42 with 12 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Benedictine back out on top, 45-44 with about 10 minutes to go. Then Benedictine went on a 6-0 run to go out on top, 51-44. And that's the lead they did not relinquish down the stretch. Hastings at one point cut it down to 3 points at 51-48. But they win going away tonight as Benedictine beats Hastings by a score of 70-58. John Harris Jr., game-high 24 points for Benedictine. 15 points for Charlie Wallrap. The only two guys to reach double figures tonight for Benedictine. Sean Fleming Jr., he had 8 points. Jalen Messersmith had 7. Jonathan Anico had 5 points tonight. Stephen O'Brien had 5. Rafael T. Sarakis, he had 5 points in the ballgame. Other scores for Benedictine: Herb Kangura had 2. Brent Fisher had 3 points. Hastings College led tonight. Brady Lohman, he had 11. Dylan Flynn had 11. 9 points for Abu Fall. 8 points for Zach Lena. 7 for Jake Hamburger. Akeem Morissot, he had 8 points. And Tobin Reinwald finishes with 2. Benedictine shot 24 out of 46 from the field tonight for 52%. Hastings College was 20 out of 49 for 40.8%. Benedictine hit 8 out of 18 from three-point range for 44%. Hastings only 3 out of 14 for 21%. Benedictine 17 out of 20 from the free throw line for 85%. Hastings was 15 out of 27 for 55%. Benedictine out-rebounds Hastings 32-29. The Broncos with the edge on the offensive glass 10-4. Hastings had 13 turnovers in the ball game. Benedictine had 13. Hastings with 3 block shots and 6 steals. Benedictine had 7 block shots and 8 steals. But the Ravens knock off Hastings College. Final score of 73-58 in men's college basketball tonight. 39-30 at halftime in favor of Benedictine. Then the Ravens outscore Hastings in the second half, 34-28. Again, the Ravens winning it tonight, 73-58 over Hastings College. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Hastings College basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
Yeah, Benedictine wins it here tonight over Hastings College. Final score of 73-58. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And offensively for Hastings, Dylan Flynn scoring 11 points in the ball game. Brady Lohman had 11 points. The only two guys that reached double figures tonight for Hastings College. Boo Fall, he finishes with 9 points. Hastings getting 6 rebounds tonight from Boo Fall. Brent Wells, he ended up with 6 points despite playing only 16 minutes in the ball game tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and have our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Abu Fall. Abu Fall finishes with 9 points here in the contest tonight, but also came up with 6 rebounds. Abu Fall was 4 out of 5 from the field tonight, 1 out of 5 from the free throw line, but pulls down 6 rebounds, 1 on offense and 5 more on defense, comes up with 6 total rebounds, scores at 9 points, also had a steal. He played 18 minutes tonight for Billy Gavers and Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one tonight to Benedictine by the score of 73-58. Abu Fall is our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Back here at the Doan College Classic here tonight in Crete, still waiting for Coach Bill Gavers to make his way up to our broadcast facility. This is not an easy place to get to. If you ever have been down here to Doan College and seen the new facility here in Crete, this is not an easy place to get to our broadcast facility. I go through a couple of locked doors and a couple of hallways, and sooner or later, the new coach will find his way up here through the maze and talk with us on the postgame show here at the Haddock Center. And Hastings loses this one tonight to Benedictine by the score of 73-58. Two players in double figures tonight. Brady Lohman had 11. Dylan Flynn had 11 points to lead the Broncos as they dropped to 2 wins and 1 loss in the season. And now Hastings will have a full week of practice, and they will start their conference season next Saturday as they take on Northwestern. That'll be a men's-women's doubleheader to start off the conference season next Saturday. That'll be at Lynn Ferrell Arena, 2 and 4 o'clock game times next Saturday. Hastings College women's basketball team also playing tonight. They were at home, and they won over Kansas Wesleyan by the score of 77-65. Hastings led at halftime of that ball game by a score of 37-28. Scoring in that ball game, we had Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for Hastings College as she scores 19 points in the ball game. Cammie Breckman had 18, and Chanel Farmer another good ball game as she scores 13 points in the contest. So the Hastings College women's basketball team still undefeated on the season. They'll get ready to play at Friends University next Wednesday down in Wichita, Kansas. The final tune-up before their conference opener next Saturday as they play host to Northwestern. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Hastings College drops this one here tonight to Benedictine by the score of 73-58. That'll be a busy next couple of days for Hastings College athletics. Of course, tomorrow, that'll be Bronco football. Dort playing at Hastings. We'll be on the air with a pregame show tomorrow, the Pepsi pregame show with Tony Harper at 12 o'clock noon. The kickoff will be at 1 o'clock at it. Lloyd Wilson Field. That'll be the final home game of the 2013 season for the Broncos. So Hastings and Dort tomorrow night at Lloyd Wilson Field. Also tomorrow, there's volleyball. Doan playing at Hastings in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. That game will get underway at 7:30 tomorrow night at Lynn Ferrell Arena. There's also men's soccer tomorrow night at Lloyd Wilson Field. Northwestern playing Hastings in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. That one will get underway at 7 o'clock, and then the women's soccer team will play Concordia in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament coming up next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they were victorious today as they beat UCLA 77-49 as they opened up the new Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. A big game for Jordan Hooper. She scored 27 points and grabbed 11 rebounds. Emily Cady pitched in with 12 points. Nebraska now 1-0 in the season. They'll play Alabama on Monday at home. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. We've got the Nebraska men's basketball team coming up next here on 1230 KHS. They open up their 2013-2014 season against Florida Gulf Coast, a team that was the number 15 seed in the NCAA tournament last year and won a couple of ball games before being ousted. So Florida Gulf Coast and Nebraska, that is coming up next here on 1230 KHS. I think Bill Gavers is lost. We'll send the All Points Bulletin out for Bill Gavers, and we'll catch up with him later on as they get ready to start their conference season next week. We'll get you into Nebraska basketball coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. And that'll do it for us here tonight as we'll get out of here and make way for Kent Pavelka and Matt Davidson coming up next with Nebraska basketball and Florida Gulf Coast. Again, the final score in this one, it was Benedictine 73, Hastings College 58. For John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Crete.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.